Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
We have a couple items on the agenda this morning. First one is being a request to withdraw change of zone number 1800 filed on behalf of Sussex Real Estate Partners LLC. In your packet, you received a letter from James Fuquay, attorney of Fuquay, Urey, and Willard, and dated September 2nd, and it is that request to withdraw this application, and it suggests that they will withdraw the application from to apply from AR1 to MRRPC and then probably refile for a cluster subdivision utilizing the current existing AR1 permitted density. Just for the record, the original application, change of zone to 1800, was reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission April 28th of this year, by the council on June 28th of 2016, and the commission made a recommendation to deny the application on August 25th.
Okay.
And we'd not
so their request is to withdraw this application. The process requires them to withdraw through the commission or council's approval, since mm-hmm. they've already had their public hearing.
Right.
Well,
okay.
I think we should.
Do you have a motion?
No.
No? Okay.
You want me to just make a motion that we accept
Mr. Moore's talking, if you make a motion. Motion, Mr. Cole.
To accept the withdrawal.
And I'll second that one.
Second, Mrs.
Deegan. Of the applicant.
To allow, per their request, to allow change of zone 1800 to be withdrawn. Questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlette?
I will also vote yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Now we got old business.
Mm-hmm.
This will use 2049.
Again, as stated, we have several considerations today as old business. First one being conditional use 2049. It's the application of Blue Call LLC. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a boat storage facility located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.5052 acres, more or less. Property is located southeast of Downs Landing Road, being Road 313A. 235 feet southwest of River Road, being Road 312. The 911 address is 30842 Downs Landing Road, Millsboro. The tax map ID is District 234, Map 34, parcels 298.01 and 292. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on May 26th of 16 and made their recommendation on June 23rd of 16. Council public hearing was held on July 26th of 16. Commission's recommendation on June 23rd came from Mr. Ross. He stated he would move that the commission recommend a denial of conditional use number 2049 for Blue Claw LLC for a boat storage facility based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the area is residential in character, which is not consistent with the use of the boat storage facility. While the location is near the water and marinas, there are other locations within the general vicinity that could be more appropriate and which will not have such an impact on the existing homes that surround the property. Two, the applicant acknowledges that the boat storage area needs to be secured and has proposed a 6-foot high chain link fence topped with barbed wire. This industrial type of fencing is also inconsistent with the surrounding single family neighborhoods and is inappropriate for this location. Three, the Galls Point Homeowners Association, which governs the development next door to the proposed storage site, has opposed the application. Bear with me a second. Four, there are no other approved business or commercial uses in the immediate area of the proposed use. There is not adequate access to the proposed facility from the adjacent and narrow state right-of-way. In this case, the applicant has stated that the boat storage area would be accessed through the front of the property where a rental property owned by the applicant is also located. This is not an appropriate entrance for regular vehicle or boat traffic, especially when the storage area can be accessed from dawn to dusk by anyone with a boat there. 6, unlike some other small business and storage sites that have been approved in the past, this property will not be occupied by the applicant. So there would be only a limited control over how it is used, how it is accessed, and how it is maintained. These circumstances also make it inconsistent with its location surrounded by residential homes in the Gulf Point development. There was a motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Burton, carried unanimously to forward conditional use 2049 for Blue Claw LLC to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Mr. Moore, I also, memory tells me we had a question at in our public hearing about this Blue Claw LLC. Was it a valid
application? Yes, thank
application.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, a question came up at the end of the hearing because Blue Claw LLC actually conveyed this property approximately 8 months prior to the application being filed by the person who appeared here. So that creates an issue of standing whether the right applicant had filed this and whether or not there was actually standing. If the council is inclined, we could go ahead and vote on this issue on the merits, and if any one of the council decided to, they could also add an additional reason, which would be the applicant Blue Claw LLC is no longer in existence per the testimony given and does not have an ownership or contractual interest in the property and thus lacks standing to bring this application. So you could just state that for the reasons I stated as well.
Pleasure.
We need the
short title.
An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a boat storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.5052 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
Somebody has to move for adoption,
That's
so
correct.
I'll do that.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Mr. Wilson. Grant conditional use number 2049.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, this is the
questions the, on the motion.
Yes, Mr. President. The motion is to affirm and agree to the condition use, or is it in the affirmation of denial?
Just to
reaffirm. Mm-hmm.
What this is, as we do in all of ours, we move for the adoption, mm-hmm. and then as each council person votes, they can vote no if you desired for the reasons given by planning and zoning, and add the additional reason that I stated if you so desired, or you could give reasons why you were for it.
Sure. Okay. Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
My vote is no, and along with planning and zoning's good work, all their reasons, and the fact that the applicant lacks standing. So my vote is no.
Cole.
I'll vote no. I'll support planning and zoning's reasons for denial.
Charlotte.
I will, a couple thoughts real quick, Mr. President, if I may, and that would be, number one, I know that the community next door, several of the residents had a need to for placement of their boats, and this resident was providing for that need. And I commend the applicant, I think, for good intent and a good desire to be a good neighbor, if you would, in providing a need where there was one. I think at the same time, there is a current code that exists for this current zoning that is permissible to do certain things. I think to elevate it to another level, I think is perhaps not appropriate based on the public record that has been presented thus far. So with that being said, I will vote no. And also, the applicant, the legal name just doesn't exist at the same time. So I think on both of those matters, my vote is no.
Mr. Wilson.
I'm going to vote no on what P&Z's recommendations are.
I also will agree with planning and zoning recommendations and the fact that this applicant is no longer able to have good standing and make the application. So it's really, in my opinion, not only the vote, but I will vote no. Motion defeated. Next, Mr. Lang.
The next application was a public hearing held with a combination of two types of applications. In this instance, being you're giving consideration as a final action, I will read them individually. The first application was change of zone 1796, Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated. It's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 35.45 acres, more or less. The property is located on the northeast side of Warrington Road, Route 275, 1/4 mile southeast of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 334, Map 12, parcels 127.02, 127.04, and 127.05. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on March 24th of 2016, rendered a recommendation on April 14th of 2016. The council public hearing was on June 14th of 2016. In the process of considering this application, on April 14th, the commission, there was a motion by Mr. Ross, Mr. Ross stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of change zone number 1796 for Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated from an AR1 agriculture residential district to an MR medium density residential district based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the property is located in an area where there are existing zonings from AR1 to MR, some limited HR and commercial. There are also some conditional uses in the vicinity with densities that are compatible with MR zoning. Two, MR zoning is an appropriate zoning for this location under the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Three, the MR zoning, which is consistent with surrounding uses and zonings, will not adversely affect the neighboring properties or community. Four, the MR zoning will be supported by central sewer supplied by Sussex County. Five, the site is served by a central water system. Six, the rezoning to MR zoning is supported by the purpose clause of the MR district as set forth in the Sussex County Zoning Code. And seven, for all these reasons, it is my motion to approve the request to rezone this property to MR medium density residential district. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that the application be approved for those reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0.
Any questions, Mr. Lank? There's more if you read the short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MR medium density residential district for certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 35.45 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 6.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson. To grant change of zone 1796. Any questions?
Yeah.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah.
Mr. Cole.
No, I just want to make sure that we have cooperation with DLDOT on this. That's a very narrow road, but DLDOT has said yes, and they can work with it, and they understand. Is that correct?
The process of the site plan approval, if you so choose, this application is going to require DLDOT's full commitment with the applicants for making improvements to the entrance to intersections in close proximity to this site and part of Warrington Road, most likely.
And part of Warrington Road, what?
Most likely parts of Warrington Road to be paved, repaved also.
Okay, that's what you think might happen, but we really don't have that quite yet.
No, that's a negotiating thing that goes on between DLDOT and the applicants on what they do and have to do. There's commitments they have to make improvements, mostly at the intersection of Old Landing Road and Warrington Road, along with other developers where they've already contributed funds to make improvements.
Right, okay, thank you.
Right. Mr. Cole.
The density is in an MR district is what, 4 units to the acre typically, right?
Typically, it would be 4 units to the acre.
Right. And so this MR RPC is asking, if I'm not mistaken, 5.7? Unit Supervisor?
We're talking about this rezoning application, not the density factor proposed under conditional use yet.
Yet.
That's the next step.
That's the next step. So on this step, we're just talking about changing it from an AR to an MR.
Right, whether this land's suitable to be, is appropriate that it be rezoned from AR to MR.
Okay.
More questions to council? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I vote along with planning and zoning, and for the reasons they gave, yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I believe the area has seen a change. This is more very close to a coastal highway and the higher density areas where supposedly the infrastructure will support it. I am knowledgeable that there is a serious traffic problems that exist in the area, but I believe the change of zone is appropriate as long as we get the density correct in the overall project.
Did he vote yes?
I thought he did.
I was listening to what he was saying.
He said yes then.
Okay. And yes, I believe this is an appropriate parcel at this location for this change of zone, so I will vote yes per planning and zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Wilson?
I will vote yes for P&Z recommendation.
Based on planning and zoning recommendations and the reasons they gave, I will vote yes. Motion carried. Next, Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. The next application is conditional use number 2046. The application of Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 35.45 acres more or less. This property is located on the northeast side of Warrington Road, Route 275. 1/4 mile southeast of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The 911 address is not available. The tax map ID is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 127.02, 127.04, and 127.05. Again, for the record, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on March 24th of 2016, rendered a recommendation on April 14th of 2016, and the council public hearing was on June 14th of 2016. On April 14th of 2016, Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2046 for Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated for multifamily dwelling structures based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, Sussex County Comprehensive Plan supports the development since the land is located in a developing area according to the plan. Two, the development will be consistent with surrounding developments that include other multifamily uses. Three, the development will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or communities. Four, the development will be required to comply with all DLDOT requirements, including entrance improvements and improvements to the Warrington Road and Old Landing Road intersection. Five, the multifamily development will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. Six, the multifamily development will be served by central water. Seven, the proposed development at a density of approximately 5.7 units per acre is consistent with surrounding densities and is appropriate for this location. Eight, the proposed site plan will conserve about 21.2 acres of open space with a preservation of woodlands. All of this will be confirmed, through the conditions of approval and the site plan process. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 202 units within the development. As proffered by the applicant, this shall include a minimum of at least 60 single-family units. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners or condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices to provide for positive groundwater recharge. D, all entrances and roadway improvements shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a 20-foot forested agriculture buffer shall be shown along the perimeter of the entire development. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer area. H, the project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. I, as proffered by the applicant, the developer shall construct a pool and community building no later than the issuance of the 75th residential building permit for the project. J, as proffered by the applicant, the interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County minimum standards and shall include sidewalks on at least one side of all streets in the development. K, construction site work, grading and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on offer to the property shall occur from Monday through Saturday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. and use Route 24 to get access to the site. L, the application shall consult and coordinate with the local school district's transportation manager to establish appropriate school bus stop location. M, this preliminary approval is consistent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the condition of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And N, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There's a motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0.
Question,
I have a question. It's pretty near the Rehoboth Beach well. Was Rehoboth Beach involved in any of this?
The Rehoboth Beach was sent notice as a courtesy automatically as a neighbor. And we didn't get any concern or response from Rehoboth Beach.
What about the area that should be protected as far as their well is concerned? Does this infringe on any of that?
It wasn't any reference made in
no
the public record.
No reference was made?
No.
So it hasn't been looked into?
They expressed no concern.
Sir, what?
They express no concern through the City of Rehoboth.
Oh, City of Rehoboth, yeah.
Right. That's their well site, and they would have been the one to express a concern.
I understand. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Moore, before Ms. Lang is down, yeah. Somebody wants to amend or change one of the conditions. Do we need to read the short title first and do it that way? Or?
That has been our practice,
okay.
That we read the short title,
okay.
Then we do that.
Any more questions, Mr. Lang? Thank you, sir. Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Can you read the short title?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 35.45 acres, more or less, for reasons given planning and zoning is 1 through 8 with conditions 9A through N.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, folks, I'd like to bring your attention to the MR zoning and the 4 units to the acre, which is what's typically permitted. The 5.7 units per acre bothers me. I'll point out why. We're very knowledgeable of this, of the traffic problems that exist in the area. We have gridlock. We get all kinds of congestion problems in that area. It is in the environmentally sensitive developing district, and I know it's not next to the any bays or inland waterways, but it is got some significant environmentally important trees that are part of that property.
So, but to get back to the density, I don't think we should be using evidence of surrounding communities as a justification for giving a bonus density, in my opinion, in an MR district, which is 4 units to the acre, and going to a 5.7 units per acre. The existing conditions should outweigh any of the evidence of concerning neighboring densities, because these other communities were permitted years ago, and I think we've learned a lot since those densities had been approved, and I think density is part of the problem, and I think you're seeing a trend. And just today we had a withdrawal of a subdivision, and they're going to come in with lower densities, which is, again, in our best interest as a community as we move forward. I see no justification in giving an additional 50-plus homes on this site based on, like I said, just because there was some older areas nearby that were given higher densities. So if we reduced it to a maximum of 4 units to the acre, which is the MR district, which is all you should be able to get in an MR district, if you did an MR subdivision there, you only get 4 units to the acre. Again, I see no justification in anything they've presented to justify an increase in a density, again, based on the existing conditions in the surrounding area with traffic, et cetera. So therefore, I would like to amend, I'd under reasons number, I guess, 7, where it says 5.7 acres. And then under 9, the first one, there should be no more than 202 units within this development. I would like to suggest that we make that 4 units to the acre, which is around 140 units. And we're also seeing, I'll give you another example of where we're seeing developers coming in with reduced densities, reflecting the problems that are existing in the area. Osprey Point at the end of Long Neck Road, Old Landing Road. I just saw a proposal today where they're, and you're aware of that, right, where they're making a reduction, coming in at less than 2 units to the acre. And again, in areas very similar to this. So I think we have seen, we're seeing it, where density is part of the problem. This would also set a precedent that we have, again, stuck our heads in the sand in a way where we don't acknowledge that there's a congestion and traffic problems. And a lot of these problems will never be resolved, but you keep piling in more homes, I think is part of the problem, because they do generate traffic. So I would like to make a motion to amend this application to number 7, where it would be at approximately 4 units per 4 units per acre, which is consistent with the MR district and is appropriate for this location. And then number 9A, that there shall be no more than 140, I believe. Is it 35 acres, Lawrence?
Why don't you just use no more than 4 units per acre within the development? Then you're not getting into the calculation.
That'd be fine. And if they want, somebody wants to make the same percentage change on the single family units, Lawrence, I don't know if you could figure that out. Number 9A.
Well, A, it says 202. You're suggesting that it be 140.
Well, I think what Everett just said was that there shall be no more than 4 units per acre within the development.
That was in the reasons.
Right. Well, that could
now
also.
You're talking about the conditions.
Okay. Well, is it 35 acres?
It's 35.45. Right.
So that's like 140.
140.
140. Okay. And then the 60 single family units. I am actually a support more. I'd rather see single family homes than multifamily, but that's not my.
Are you saying 140 units within development and a minimum of at least 60?
Well, I'm up for debate on that if anybody has any suggestions. Otherwise, we can leave it at that. Anybody got any suggestions on single-family homes?
I am with Mr. Cole bringing to the table here, in addition to what was already presented here on the record from planning and zoning, and what was presented in this packet. And I don't know where we do this along in the process here, but I would offer the suggestion of actually I would like to defer this decision for 1 week to allow me to go back and reflect one more time on the public record based on what he is bringing to the table here, me personally. Because in the end, you know, it is significantly different than what was presented earlier today in this public record. Mm-hmm. So for me, I would like that additional week to go back and review. And I don't know where we do it in the timing of this, based on what Mr. Cole is offering. We've already done the change of zone.
Well, yes, we've done the change of zone. We've read the short title. There is a motion that's being in the process of being made. I think it'd be premature to ask to defer it based upon what happens in the motion, because the motion may fail.
Okay.
So it may be the same thing that you already have. So you may want to wait till the vote on this, and then if you desire to make a motion to defer, you can do so.
Because hearing what you just said, then that leads me to think that if, let's just say, the motion was approved, and someone, Mr. Arlett, for example, goes back and rereads the public record again and looks at it again, could come back next week and make a motion, put it back where it was.
Possibly. I would need to take a look at that, but issue.
If a person doesn't have that opportunity,
right,
then if a motion passes, it's over with.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking maybe we ought to defer it now before he brings it, or maybe not. Again, I'm not the attorney, so.
Right.
Rob,
I was just looking at
the only stand. The only thing, I mean, with all I said, the only thing basically to make it as simple as possible is we just change it to an MR zone. An MR zone is 4 units to the acre, and I'm just saying, I'm fine with that, 4 units to the acre. I don't see any justification to increase it to almost 6 units to the acre. Again, knowing the conditions that exist in the area, and those are my reasons of the traffic, et cetera, et cetera.
And I'm not going to dispute anything you've said, other than we have a public record, and P&Z, of course, has addressed it and voted unanimously in support of that. So to me, I'm with you, but I mean, this is new information that's been before us today.
Well, MR has always been 4 units of the acre.
But it's different than what was in the application. That's all I'm trying to say.
People ask, they can ask for the world.
I understand
that. I'm just saying the ordinance is 4 units of the acre, and I'm just saying that's what we ought to do. I know a conditional use gives us all kinds of flexibility, but I personally don't see anything that I saw, heard, read that justifies in an area with such problems that we give increased density. So it's a simple, basically, approach to how you see developing areas of this county.
That is your case, and I'm not disputing your position. All I'm asking is for 1 week of a delay to contemplate further on the public record. That's all.
What is the easiest way to do that?
Time is not of the essence.
He can make the motion now. There's been no motion that's been seconded.
There's been no seconds, the motion would die for lack of a second.
Yes.
Well, no.
So was the opportunity now to defer?
He can do that, yes.
And then we defer it for a week?
Yeah.
And then next week it's brought back up under old business.
Yes.
And a motion can still be made.
That'd
yes,
be fine.
That
and,
is correct.
And you did. And what did you write down? Did you have something that you were going to?
It was the 140 per.
Okay, if you could keep some kind of wording like that, so it doesn't change from this week to next week.
Sure.
So you're saying there's no second to it?
Not a lack of a second.
Yes, there had not been a second.
Mm-hmm. Well.
On his motion.
It doesn't mean I can't do it next week.
Oh, no, he can do it next week, sure.
It's very, very good.
So
we're just trying to get
procedurally
get it right.
Correct, okay. Correct. With that being said, Mr. President, I would like to defer this application. Wait a minute, let me get the number. Condition of use 2046 for 1 week for further investigation of the public record.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Wilson, to defer conditional use 2046 till next week. Agenda. Any question on that motion?
Well, I understand Mr. Arlett's hesitancy, I really was very much in favor of that. Mr. Cole's. I mean, I live so close to that overbuilt area, It's just around the corner from Old Landing Road, which is just overbuilt, and the traffic is horrendous. So, but anyway, I'm sure I'll say let's defer it.
Have a motion and a second. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll be pushing carries deferred for 1 week. Mr. Lawson, make sure it's back on the agenda, please.
Yes, sir.
And we are going right along. Mrs. Jennings, grant request.
And apologize for those that were here for this.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, we
that's
fine.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President. First grant request is Millsboro Historical Society. They're requesting support to cover the maintenance expenses of the Godwin School. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $5,000, which was $1,000 for Mr. Vincent, $2,000 for Mr. Wilson, and $2,000 for Mr. Phillips.
Well, I will say first thing, the last grant we gave them, Mr. Wilson, Mr. Phillips, somewhat confused what his property was.
Yes, I remember that.
It's not across the street from my district, about 3 miles from my district. So this time
it's
I will
close.
Not be, I will not
it's
be
close. This time. It's so very close.
Yeah, no, it's not so very close anymore.
You're not contributing.
No, ma'am, I am not. But anyway, Mr. Wilson, it's your district. You want to do anything?
How about you, Mr. Arlett?
Historic preservation, right?
For the Godwin School, yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the old Godwin School house?
Yes, I will be agreeable to the previous amount as well.
Okay, Mr. Wilson, you gave $2,000 last time.
I'll be
glad. Mr. Arlett, excuse me, Mr. Phillips gave $2,000. Are you okay with that, Mr. Arlett?
I'll give three.
You'll give three, Mr. Arlett.
I will do two, yes.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Arlett, to grant $5,000 to the Millsboro Historical Society for the upkeep of the Godwin School, being $3,000 from Mr. Wilson's account and $2,000 from Mr. Arlett's account.
Keep all over at the school.
Question on a motion. Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is the Delaware Nanticoke Rotary Foundation. They're requesting $2,000 to refurbish the tennis courts and purchase an equipment shed at Seaford High School.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson, to grant $2,000 to the Delaware Nanticoke Rotary Foundation for tennis court enhancement from my account to my account. Question on the motion. Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Charlotte?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Thank you, Mr. President. We have several. Mm-hmm. The first is an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a B1 neighborhood business district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.22 acres more or less on behalf of Keith Properties, Inc., and it's in Mr. Arlett's district.
I shall introduce.
Mr. Arlett introduces it.
The next one is also in Mr. Arlett's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a heavy equipment storage, trucking, and construction business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 6.983 acres more or less, filed on behalf of Shelby Trucking and Construction Company, Inc.
I shall introduce.
And the last one is in Ms. Deaver's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 3.0 acres more or less, filed on behalf of Kenneth A. Hughes.
I'll
introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Anything?
Well, thank you for carrying
Mrs.
on.
Deaver?
Thank you for carrying on while I had my own surgery on the 30th.
Certainly glad you're back and feeling better.
Thank you.
Ms.
Drawlett.
Just two comments. I wanted to congratulate Councilman Wilson in winning his primary campaign. I want to commend you, congratulate you for that, publicly speaking. And I think at the same time, I also wanted to thank and commend our staff. I did bring two constituents in yesterday for a little tour and lunch here of the county facilities, and I wanted to thank the staff for assisting and providing amazing professionalism and expertise. So I just wanted to publicly thank them.
Very nice. So you had two people you brought in for lunch?
Yes, took them to the airport. And
you bought their lunch?
I did.
Mm.
So you got
the county did not.
You got 42,000 in your district. You got a few more lunches.
Well, if they were to reach over to me and ask for a tour, I would be honored to do so.
Any more councilmember comments? Councilmember comments. Hearing none, entertain a motion to go to executive session for job applicants' qualifications, personnel, and land acquisition. Motion, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. We're now in executive session for those reasons.